all these beings here together. So I want to just talk a little bit about this next guideline, open. Then we'll do our finding a partner thing, and then we'll practice more insight dialogue. And Cheryl, I will need you. Yeah. So the guideline open is fundamentally about opening perception. It's not like psychological, like open your heart. I mean, lovely if you open your heart, but that's not what this is pointing at. It's actually pointing at this indescribable non-thing thing we call awareness. And its capacity to be broad and wide. So in a lot of meditation, particularly Vipassana practice, there's a lot of internal attention. Awareness is very focused on the seeming internal body sensation, four foundations of mindfulness, right? So useful, right? And it's not the whole picture. So with this guideline open, we actually step by step practice, allowing that mindfulness that has been established internally, as it says in the, can you hear me okay?
I have poor hearing.
Okay.
Yeah,
do I need to speak up? Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Mindfulness established internally, which is the language of the Satipatthana Sutta, to actually not be so restricted and to include not just the senses, but space and others. And this is very relevant to equanimity because the nature of non-equanimity is the mind narrows. Like if you think of a time that you're either flooded or shutting down, the mind gets small, right? Body gets small, mind gets small. And so there is a direct relationship between letting literally awareness, attention broaden and finding that like fundamental ground and space that is the quality of equanimity. You know, another translation of upekkha of equanimity is balance. It's like a mind that's in balance, right? Between internal and external. It's in balance between peace and suffering. So let's just play with this instead of me talking about it more. And the fundamental reminder that this is a meditation practice. So what that means is that we prioritize the mind being allowed to settle in the midst of speaking and listening. So that guideline pause is your friend. You could be mid-sentence, realize your attention is all caught up, and there is no social need to continue. It could be like, oh, and then I realize that. Because this is meditation. And to Rely on the pause, the relax, receive, allow. Ah, I see. No audio on rooms. Hold on. Okay, I think we've got audio in rooms now. Yes, okay. So begin with closed eyes. And just find a relatively easeful place in the body. Could be your seat supported by the chair under you. And just very slowly let awareness expand. So feeling through perhaps the whole belly and thighs, calves and feet. Feeling up through the lower back and mid-back and solar plexus. Up through the lungs and ribs. Down the arms and through the wrists and hands and fingers. And how awareness can expand through the throat and neck and into the head and skull and inside. And as you breathe, you can notice that awareness is flexible. It doesn't need to be small. It can feel the whole body all at once. It's like occupying the whole body. And then see what it's like to feel just an inch beyond your own skin. And then let awareness soften and expand to sound. You needn't leave the body to include sound. Mindfulness established internally in the body. And then extended to simply include the apparent external of sound. And then very slowly, keeping the eyes downcast, opening your eyes. Just letting that sliver of light and color shape in. And just notice if attention kind of falls out of the body externally into the visual field. It's very compelling. And then let attention resettle, grounded in the body and including. Sound and vision. The space around your body, the sounds around your body, and lo and behold, there's another human being right there. Another exquisitely sensitive organism, just like you. And again, even noticed as the balance of attention fall outward or inward with that noticing. Does it kind of retract? Or does it spill out? And simply pause to rebalance. To feel. Feel for your own body being and another right there. Pause. Relax, receive, allow experience. And open. It's letting awareness naturally open. And then very slowly, staying or returning to anchoring in the body, letting your gaze rise ever so slowly to include like the torso of your meditation partner. To kind of register further, there's another human right there. And again, notice that tendency. Does attention sort of spill out or retract in? And just pause as long as you need to rebalance that sense of anchored internally, and then simply expanded to include. And knowing your partner is practicing the same thing. And then slowly letting your gaze rise even further, just maybe like neck and lower face, not the eyes yet. They're the most stimulating. And again, noticing what happens. Happens to attention, awareness? Is there balance in the internal, external, or tendency to fall in or fall out? really a sense of receive, allow, accept what happens in you with this kind of interpersonal contact. And then finally, opening to include the whole face. And it can be brief if needed. You see what's tolerable for you. Or you might feel ease and inclusion. Re-anchoring awareness internally. And simply allowing that expansion to include the other. This whole other universe of a being right there. Pause. Relax what can be relaxed. And receive experience. And then open perception, open awareness. Noticing the flow of pleasant and unpleasant. What it's like to sit and meditate with another. And play with, if you need to close your eyes, you can, and then experiment with them open. With including the other, your partner in your visual field. And in a moment, we are going to shift to dialogue practice. And the first speaker will be the person with the darker colored socks. Online people, that could be a little challenging. Sorry about that. And first speaker, what you're contemplating, what you're like exploring with your mindfulness is what it is like to expand mindfulness to include another being. Just that simple. Just what's it like in the body, in the heart, in the mind? Can sound like, oh, seeing your face, there's a flutter in the belly and a deepening breath. There's a smile or an urge to turn away. And again, really bringing so much tenderness, gentleness to this, because as we've already been exploring, we really are that sensitive. You and your partner really are nervous system level. That sensitive. Listener, your practice is the same. If the mind gets caught in thought, gently, kindly pause, return, receive, and then let perception awareness open again. Speaker, pause, relax, open, and name what it's like to include another in your field of awareness.